views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and I am Dr. Julie Kroll. I am so glad you joined us here today. I hope there is some information on this show that might just pique your interest and want you to look farther, because there's a really nice surprise that's coming later in the show that I think you'll really appreciate. So imagine, have you ever heard that we are poisoning ourselves and our environment? That we are getting fat, sick, tired, and depressed, and more unhealthy by the decade? Some say we're standing in the middle of the biggest health crisis in the history of our human species. Why? We are living in a natural environment, a delicate ecosystem that feeds, nourishes, and sustains us. Or does it really? It's time to look around. Is food our medicine or a poison that's killing us? And how can we prosper on this living, breathing planet of ours and not destroy it? Getting our relationship right with the earth is essential. So what does all this have to do with your health and vitality? I invite you to take a few deep breaths. Bring your awareness into this moment as you open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self as I introduce my guest. Dr. Pedram Shojai is the founder of Well.org, the editor of Be More magazine, the author of Rise and Shine, and the producer and director of the documentary films Vitality and Origins. It was when he ran a large medical practice treating patients with the same lifestyle-induced ailments again and again that Dr. Shojai began his mission to help people understand the intrinsic connection between their lifestyle, their health, and the vitality of our planet. He works to preserve our natural world and wake us all up to our fullest potential. In his spare time, he's also a Taoist priest, a doctor of oriental medicine, a Kung Fu world traveler, a fierce global green warrior, an avid backpacker, a devout alchemist, and a Qigong master. I love all of that. Welcome, Dr. Shojai.
Great to be here, and thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I have a tradition here. I want to start the show with our perennial question. It kind of sets the tone for us, and we're getting just a magnificent amount of wisdom that comes through every week with this question. So I'm going to start off by asking you, Pedram, what does all things connected mean to you?
Oh, man. All things connected means the essence of life. There's a fabric of life itself that's the web of life that we are an integral part of, and we have only fallen asleep to that great connectivity. And once we start to understand how interconnected we are with all the life, all the air, all the precious resources that we are looking at in ways that are isolated and not realizing are part of ourselves and part of a living, breathing ecosystem, once we connect all that back up, then we start to realize our place in the world. We start to realize what stewardship might mean. We realize what our role in establishing a healthier future for our planet might mean, and how we can interact with other humans and life around us with I'd say maybe a little less hubris that, you know, that's kind of worked its way in the last 50 years. So to me, it means the essence of life itself.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And the one thing that I really, really appreciate about your body of work here on the planet is it's not only this global perspective, but you literally bring it in for us with our mind, body, spirit, and really what is wellness and health as well, and on more of that personal level. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't have a choice. I started following the rabbit, like down the rabbit hole, trying to figure out what all this stuff meant and what life was about, and became a monk and traveled through the Himalayas. And, you know, once you start asking those big questions, you know, that interconnectedness of life and all of the pieces that start to kind of fall into place make you look at things way more holistically. Because we have a tendency to compartmentalize, and that's an easy way to, you know, pick a major. It's an easy way to say, well, this is who I am, and this is who I'm not. But in reality, it's complicated. And, you know, what I did for breakfast might affect my mood this evening, and what I bought at the store might have, you know, lined the pockets of a lobbyist that's voting against my best interest up on Capitol Hill. And, you know, it's just, the world has changed, and we have to understand how interconnected it all is and how our individual action is related to all of it.
You know, that brings me to just the whole topic of consciousness, because you do recommend, not just like you said, what you eat now for breakfast might affect your mood later tonight or even your health tomorrow, as well as the conscious spending of something. You go to the supermarket and you're purchasing something, and it might be something that's adversarial for something that you really believe in life. And how do you, when you work with people, you work with patients, but now you're working really with a global audience through film, through your books, through the well.org and the magazine as well, of really teaching that consciousness. And what would you say to our listeners today of why is it important to really do this wake up piece that we're talking about? We fell asleep a couple hundred years ago, or we're in this place, but really from how we spend each dollar to, like you said, our thoughts, our actions, our everything is so related to all of this.
Yeah, you know, it's a very, very interesting time we live in, where on the news you constantly hear that, oh, now gluten is bad for you. Now I can't have dairy. You know, I love cheese. There's nothing left for me to have. Turns out the water's poison, the air's, you know, so it's all this kind of stuff stacked against us, and, you know, the bad news that kind of is a barrage that's always kind of coming our way, which makes us feel unsafe and unwell and all these types of things. And there's also this kind of secondary parallel feeling of helplessness, in that the world's problems are too big for me as an individual. So yeah, I could do my part, but it's not going to really make a difference. So I'm just going to suck it up and do what it is everyone else does. And, you know, just avoid the bigger questions. And the part that really needs to come clear for every single one of us on this planet is every dollar that we spend is either going towards the solution or the problem. Every penny we spend is supporting people that are doing the right practices, or people that are upholding a status quo that is choking out the planet and, you know, leading to bad labor practices and all the kind of things that might be, you know, considered wrong with the world. Is if those people didn't have customers, they wouldn't be able to do the things that they perpetually do. So the question really is, how do you not see yourself as being that powerful? And how do you not see your individual vote as not making all the impact in the world? So we all think we're so small and isolated that nothing we do matters. And so collectively we do nothing. And so if individually we started doing things, not only would it help our own personal health, our own conscience, obviously, and help support, you know, the people that are doing the right thing on the planet, it will also influence our friends, our family, our neighbors, and the people that are the recipients of our money who are doing the right thing to hire more people and generate an economy that's based on better, cleaner practices and principles and things that, that we can uphold in terms of our values and feel better about. So, you know, the answer is start right now. Buy organic, buy local, help people that are doing the right thing. And if you, you know, you want to complain about Walmart, but you shop there, then start looking at alternatives, right? Start looking at the mom and pop shops and how you can maybe spend another buck or two here or there, but support your neighbors. Mm.
That's beautiful advice. We are going to take a break here, and we have so much that we can talk about on this show. I really want to introduce the beautiful film that you did called Origins, of why it matters. And we're really looking at the planetary health, but we're also looking at our individual health. So we'll see if we could bridge that for our listeners and really help them understand it does start right here, right now, with every choice right here, just like you said. So we're going to take a quick break. When we return, more with Pedram Shojai.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schau. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Pedram Shojai. Dr. Pedram is the creator of the film Origins, which I really want to dig into now, amongst all kinds of other brilliant vocational things that he's done and writing that he does. But Dr. Shojai, the film caught me. I saw your first release in the fall, and I was so moved by not only the topic, which, you know, there's a lot out there right now for us, but the quality of it was incredible. The amount of brilliant people that you gathered together really was remarkable as well. And I have to tell you, I bought one for each of my children. We got it out at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and was rewatching it and having a conversation about it because it's such an important topic. So could you share with our listeners, how did the film Origins come about? And let's tell them a little bit more about it.
Sure. Well, first I'd like to say mission accomplished, because as a filmmaker, it feels really nice to hear that people were sitting with their children and watching it and discussing it, because that's the whole point of making documentary films, is to spread ideas. And, you know, I made our first movie, Vitality, almost as a manifesto for lifestyle, because I, you know, effectively was getting tired of repeating myself in the clinic and realizing that no matter what the diagnosis was, the solution set usually revolved around the same stuff, which was, hey, what are you eating? Are you exercising? Are you getting sunshine? Are you sleeping? And how are you handling stress? And so, you know, as I realized all the commonalities and all these different diagnosable illnesses and, you know, the solution sets working so effectively with such simple remedies, such as eat more vegetables, it just became obvious that I needed to spread that message in a different medium, and I went into film. And, you know, Vitality was a 54-minute movie that was designed to get in and get out and inspire people to look at healthcare differently, because the current model is a sick care model. Then as that movie finished and I realized, what it had done and what the power of film was, I started looking at the origins of our problems in our current world with all the toxicity and the chemicals and all the stuff that's keeping us from our healthiest expression. I said, well, why don't we go back to Africa? And we went to the first caves where our ancestors stumbled out of at the last ice age. And, you know, they're hunkered down just trying to survive for life. And then, you know, the ice sheets start to thaw and they start, you know, populating the planet again from there. And what did food look like? What did stress look like? How did we get so high up on the food chain? And what's different now that is making us so sick, tired, fat, depressed, and unwell? And we use the metaphor of fire and our ability to wield fire, because, you know, people back and kick it biblical. I mean, you know, man was given stewardship over fire above all other beasts, and that gave us an incredible amount of responsibility and power. But we're on the verge of burning ourselves with that very fire right now. So it became a really provocative look at our use of technology and how we can bring balance to that so that our technology doesn't snuff out the planet and the delicate systems that keep us alive and keep the planet doing what it's supposed to do, which is flowing with life. And so I'm not a technophobe. I'm the founder of a very large website, and I use my iPhone for all kinds of things. And so it became a question of how to leverage technology in the modern world with just a little bit more sanity in the mix.
Mm. And with the film, and what I've noticed is its origins, our roots, our planet, and our future. And it talks so much more, not just about the technology itself, but it really brings in even stewarding our earth and looking at where we've come from and how to really simplify and get back to a natural balance with nature herself.
Yeah, you know, it's not that hard. I mean, as part of filming this this project, and, you know, selfishly, it's just awesome making this movie, because I did a 6-week wilderness survival course in Africa, where we were tracking big game and, you know, walking with the lions and the buffalo and the elephants. And it was, you know, life-changing experience. And we did wilderness survival training in California, and we hiked the John Muir Trail for 220 miles. And so I got a lot of awesome outdoor time in making this and really experiencing this. And you know, rule number one is just eat real food, right? Just eat something that, came from the ground or your great-grandmother would have recognized as food, because we have gone too far in our packaging, our preservatives, our genetic modification, and all the stuff we started doing when we got really clever thinking we could do food better. And, you know, just trying to outsmart nature is, really not that smart. So we've gotten to a point where, you know, as physicians and clinicians and, you know, professionals, and, you know, I have the who's who of the medical establishment in, this movie, is the writing's on the wall, right? It used to work really well. Life flowed. We were really good at this thing called life. We were fast. We were nimble. Our brains were developing. And, you know, with the advent of all of these chemicals we've added to our environment and all these things that we've done to kind of stifle the flow of life force, if you will, you know, people are stalling out a little bit. And so the solution is go back to the simplicity in, you know, certain things, and use your tech where it makes sense, but don't be a slave to your tech. Don't let your tech run your life, and don't be a net polluter. And be a part of, you know, be a part of the growing population of people that are like, hey, you know, I'd like to have some trees around so my grandchildren know what it's like to climb a tree. That'd be kind of cool. And you know, that's something that's well within our grasp and within our generation. We have to make those decisions, and whether we do it the right way or not is really going to, you know, be where, you know, either the history books or, you know, some sort of however recorded history happens, if we're around, will tell our story.
Mm. So, you know, I like the conversation about technology as well. And, you know, there's a lot of alarm out there of what we're doing to our planets. And you have this gentle way of just really inviting us to bring technology back into balance, get outside, get some sunshine, eat real food. And I love, actually, I was in an airport in New York City yesterday, and a couple that we were talking about there were talking about food and farming. And I was just listening to the conversation. And, you know, you're from Nebraska, so you must be farmers. And my husband was engaging in the conversation. And where they're from, there's very conscious community about food and wellness and a lot of natural organic farming. And they were literally coming. It was just a fascinating conversation. They were saying, well, people don't understand our farming practices, and we can't feed the world with organic and natural. And I was trying to understand what they were saying. And literally it was a whole story about the opposite of what you're saying. And I'm stuttering because it was just such a funny conversation to even listen to of we need the chemicals, we need the technology, we need to, you know, break down all these things. And I really didn't understand that consciousness. What do you say to people who are just now waking to the whole topic of natural, organic, something that might grow out of the earth that can nourish us? We only have a couple minutes till break, but
yeah,
what do you say to your patients?
The first thing is read a book, because there's so much information out there now about agroecology, permaculture, and all these wonderful ways of doing it. You know, I set out, we did a summit after this movie, and I interviewed lots of experts and lots of farmers and, you know, people that are consulting with very large groups and organizations. And no, this is a thing. I mean, if you look at the original breakdown of American society, Jefferson was arguing for an agrarian base. You know, Madison, the guys in New York were saying, let's do banks and factories. And the banks and factory guys won, because factories can also make arms, by the way. And now we're realizing that a local resurgence of food shed, water shed, you're not paying the petroleum companies to ship oranges across the country. Why? I mean, what all of this kind of inefficiency and, you know, just suboptimal ways of doing food and poisoning the land. If you look at all the people that are in the middle, it's usually petroleum. It's usually big chemistry. And these guys are the middlemen in the entire food transaction. So where this couple was getting their information was the traditional media, which is sponsored by the people that buy the airwaves, right? So that's why it's really important to understand that where you hear your news is really, you are what you eat. And there are very, very aggressive campaigns out there that are specifically designed to keep people in the dark, because again, what kind of dumb animal would vote or act in its best interest? It wouldn't. You have to believe that that is the truth so that you can justify holding that position. So they've just been brainwashed. And, you know, what I implore anyone who takes that stance is to, again, hey, read a book. Stop watching your nightly news. Get out there and start looking at what's actually happening. And you'll see that there's amazing solutions that are popping up everywhere that are being ignored by the traditional media. So then you got to ask, well, who's paying their bills?
Well, you know what? This is a great place to take a break so we can really jump into some of those solutions, because I'm with you on that. There's some incredible solutions all over, and you've mentioned just a few here. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Pedram Shojai and Origins.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And I have Pedram Shojai here today with the film Origins, Our Roots, Our Planet, Our Future. And it is very well done. And I want to remind you all later in the show, Dr. Shojai is going to do a second release on that around Earth Day. So we're going to talk about that. But right before the break, Pedram, you were talking about some positive solutions that are here. And I know you personally do a lot with fitness, green living, medicine, our mindset, meditation, nutrition, energy, vitality, nature. You talk about all of these things and the different projects that you're working on. But one of the things that you mentioned right before the break that I think is an important piece for our listeners as they begin to be introduced to our food sources and really this foundational piece about eating real food. And, you know, we talked about agroecology and permaculture. But here I am in the middle of Nebraska, and there is not an orange tree in sight. There is not an orange tree. And of course, I love orange juice. I love oranges. And it's so good for me to get vitamin C. But literally, there are alternatives for everyone when we think about eating local and growing local. So let's talk about that for a minute. How do we learn to adapt geographically, maybe by where we're at? And how does that work with the big picture?
You know, if you look at just general health and wellness, you look at our ability to be kind of closer to the land and have our immunity and our senses much more in tune with the land that we're on, you want to eat local. And that's, you know, I've helped a lot of people with allergies just by having local honeys, right? Because the solution is usually very close to where we are. And so there's a story. I was actually up in a meadow with Dr. Tom O'Brien and Dave Asprey and Abel James and a bunch of my friends. And there were these bugs that were cruising around on our legs and trying to sense what was happening. And the people who were wearing sunblock, the bugs were kind of averting and moving and kind of not knowing what to do there. And then I wasn't wearing sunblock because I'm brown. And, you know, they're just kind of hanging out of my leg and sensing. And the conversation was how these insects were actually the information mediators between the big animals, the mammals that we were on that land, and the soil and the plants in that soil, and that connection between the soil bacteria all the way through the plants from the bugs all the way to the big mammals and you know, how that transaction would happen is the cycle of life. And that's how things have been working for millions of years. And now, you know, your oranges come from Florida and they were, you know, flash frozen before they even got on the truck and sprayed with some crap. And, you know, all the stuff that happens in this intermediary piece. And I'm not saying don't eat oranges. Like, if you don't get oranges in Nebraska, you know, no one's going to help for eating oranges. But the more locally produced and organic stuff that comes from good, healthy soil you have, the healthier you tend to be. And we're finding as people stop eating the processed stuff, as people start moving away from the household cleaners that you know, have chemicals in them that they can't pronounce, and, you know, the perfumes and the lipstick and all just the stuff that we've been accustomed to exposing ourselves to, and we start to go back to local, healthy, organic stuff that you know, our bodies can recognize as food, we're finding people's health improving dramatically. We're finding their mindset improving dramatically, their longevity, their detox pathways. Everything starts to work again when you don't throw chemicals that the body cannot recognize at your immune system. And that, you know, is very much, and we could talk about it, but, you know, there's this huge rise in autoimmune disease and all sorts of crazy stuff that's unprecedented. And everyone's like, well, I don't know. And one of the things that, there's a great book that came out not too long ago called Emperor of All Maladies, and it's about cancer and, like, kind of the history of cancer and cancer research and all that. There's this piece in the book that was very interesting to me when some of the early researchers were finding a correlation between cigarette smoke and cancer, and someone had suggested it, and one of the head kind of establishment doctors said, well, that's nonsense. It's just as likely that nylon stockings cause cancer because there's been a huge uptick in the use of nylon stockings in the same period. And it was hard for us to really pinpoint the fact that cancer was indeed caused by cigarette smoke because so many people were smoking. And so what if all of this stuff is happening and it's hard to find a single vector and a single reason for all of it, because there's so many chemicals in the air, water, soil, food, and pollutants that all of it together is overwhelming our systems, making us unwell. And eventually the body's systems can't keep coping and things start to break down. And all the best doctors that I know, and I know the best doctors in the world, are all coming to the same conclusions, which is it's multifactorial. We've added a lot of junk and the body doesn't know what to do with the junk. And so the people who get better are the people that sidestep and get out of consuming and exposing themselves to junk.
Mm. Yeah. You know, I have my own personal story with this several years ago of really not even being able to walk a block, and found a lot of the same resources that you have in the film, and just really started digging into this and teaching it to my clients as well. And, you know, one of the things that I think is really easy for people to remember, and I think Dr. Younger's the one that talks about, buy your foods, not just buy local, but when you go into a grocery store, think about everything that's on the outside walls of that grocery store, because they're fresh or frozen usually. And everything in the center is processed foods that may have been, you know, somewhere for years and years with preservatives and chemicals on them. And just literally thinking like that really shifts our mindset about our food choices sometimes. And look at our fast food industry as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a culture of convenience, and that's awesome. I mean, look, if you're late, you could pull into a, you know, a drive-thru and pick up a burger wrapped in paper, and, you know, you've fed yourself and you've moved on. It's really convenient at the time, but I mean, stopping and asking what was in there, you know, what the amount of sugar added to that bun, and people say, well, what kind of protein would you like? It's such an inhumane way of saying, which animal would you like us to kill on your behalf? Would you like us to kill a bird, a fish, or maybe a cow? And it's become so disconnected from the reality of all of it, right? That, you know, it's easy to just have food-like stuff and processed stuff and eat it because it satisfies our caloric needs, and then wonder why we need Prozac, and then wonder why we're on heart medicines and blood pressure medicines and metformin for our blood sugar and all this stuff. Is like the pharmaceutical industry is making so much money, and everyone thinks that, you know, that's just because it's the way it is. It's not. It's because we are walking down the central aisles of the grocery store, getting frozen processed stuff that resembles food, but is more, if you look at the constituents, is more a product of some sort of laboratory experiment, if you will, than the natural kind of organic ways that we used to make food. Even if it comes to making bread, I mean, what did bread come from? You know, what does wheat look like? What did wheat look like before we started messing with it? And there are so many solutions now to accessing foods that are way closer to the heritage foods that our ancestors ate. And again, we find that when people do that, they feel better. When people consume that, they're sick less often. Their allergies are in better control. Their autoimmune disease and stuff isn't expressing as badly. And things start to turn around. So the solution is actually very simple. Accepting the solution is difficult because it means fundamentally reexamining our way of life.
Yeah. You know, I like to say that if we want to feel full of life and vitality, we need to eat living foods that are full of vitality. And you get that with your fresh and organic. And yeah, thank you for that. You know, we need to take another break. I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you. And then I'm going to tell them about the special Earth Day thing that's happening in our next segment. But for now, where can our listeners find you, Pedram?
Easy. My neighborhood is well.org, www.well.org. And we do a lot of stuff there, and we tell a lot of stories, and we put our cameras on the good guys, and we do it for a reason, because we are helping move the needle and helping move eyes and attention and money to the people who deserve it.
Absolutely. And I've witnessed that. It's an incredible website. So thanks for being there. Yes, that community and that website is well.org. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, wait and see what the opportunity you'll have around Earth Day. So don't leave us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We're back, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And thank you for being with us this week. I want to just remind you that all of our shows, upcoming shows, we have some amazing, incredible guests coming up, and all the archives are on thedrjulieshow.com. So if you want to re-listen to this one again today, just go on over to thedrjulieshow.com, and all the archives will be there, the links for all of our past shows, and really a nice lineup of all the shows yet to come. So please stop by thedrjulieshow.com and stay connected all week on our Facebook page as well. And that is All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. We're here today with Pedram Shojai, and you can find him and all of his work at well.org. And Pedram, there are so many positive things happening in the world, and I'd love to talk about them. And one of the things, one of the ways that we get to learn about positive things is celebrations like Earth Day. And so before we run out of time today, I want to make sure that our listeners know what you're going to do. I saw Origins in the fall when you released it, and like I said, bought it for all my children. We watched it again during the holidays, had conversations, but you're going to open it up for a free viewing date somewhere around Earth Day. Can you tell us the details of that?
Yeah, so the movie is going in for traditional distribution in June, July, and so I was able to sneak out another free screening in honor of Earth Day for the movie, just because it's just such an Earth Day friendly movie. I mean, we did a 3-week free screening. We had over 750,000 people see it, and it shared over 250,000 shares or something in just those 3 weeks. It went viral, and it went viral for a reason, because it strikes a chord. And so I wanted to take an opportunity and kind of give back again and make the movie available for free. And the only way I could, I have a contract where I do a 10-day window for a free screening. And so I said, what better time frame than Earth Day to do that, right? And so we're going to open it up from the 17th of April through the 26th. And if you go on to the page and register for it, it's origins.well.org. Or you can just do originsfilm.com. Both of them go there. But origins, O-R-I-G-I-N-S, .well.org. And there's a reason why the movie shares so much. Is because, I mean, I've had people watch it multiple times. I've had people like yourself, which I'm honored, buy multiple copies and share it with people they know. And that only happens when the message is pure, right? And the message resonates. And so, you know, I think we really nailed it with this movie. My director was awesome, and you know, the talent in there were great, and sometimes you just got to get out of the way and let the story write itself, because the story is way bigger than you, right? And so this story is so much bigger than me that I'm just humbled that I was afforded the opportunity to be able to tell it.
Well, it did go viral for a reason, and just right there, what you're talking about of getting out of the way of an incredible story that had to be told is your way of really stewarding it in, that the message needs to be heard, and you said yes and allowed yourself to be a messenger, and I thank you and honor you for that, because it is very well done, like I said, and it really is an important message for all of us. I'm going to encourage all of our listeners, go watch it for free, then purchase copies and send them to your friends and neighbors and children, and have this conversation. It's a very well done movie, and I'm excited that you're going to go on the traditional distribution as well. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those weird things where we, I originally was going to just leave it up on YouTube for free, but, you know, we spent a lot of money making this movie, and, you know, as a business, you got to make money back. And, you know, we were able to carve out a deal with a very good distributor so that I can still do some, you know, education pieces and do some limited free screenings and share it with the world in that way. Yeah, and still, you know, get it onto Netflix and iTunes and Hulu and Amazon and all places where there's hundreds of millions of people that would otherwise not be exposed to the movie. So for me, it was, what is the greatest good in exposure, and how can we, you know, do this so we can afford to keep making more movies and not make it a really expensive hobby? And so it was really happy middle ground, so that, you know, the world, we do this for the world, and, you know, we can, you know, continue making movies over here and doing the good work that we do to help move this conversation forward.
Well, I encourage all the listeners to go out, because moving the conversation forward is important. And you know, the 750,000 people that saw it, we can multiply that times 100. We have, you know, 7.5 billion people on this planet. I don't know if that math adds up, because I'm not a good math person in my head, but let's do it. Let's get this message back out again. And then your website. And I just want to really encourage our listeners again, if you want to look at the movie, go to origins.well.org, or just stop by well.org. You'll find the movie there as well. And you have products and services to sell on there. You have a lot of free information people can read about just about anything that interests them when it comes to health and wellness, and really are living in harmony with our nature and our own energy system. So again, check out well.org. So we have, Pedram, if we just have a few minutes left here, let's end this on a positive note and tell the good story. What are some of the positive, amazing things that you see happening on the planet right now and with people and their consciousness? Let's talk about what's really working.
You know what? There's so much happening that it's making my head spin. We, like I said, we put our cameras on the good guys, and
we're so busy over here telling good stories. I mean, there are amazing innovations happening in the world with solar power and, just basically getting off the fossil fuels and the grids. There's some really great legislative victories that are happening through Native Americans and nations that had some original treaties and contracts that had written into them that they will have access to do their hunting and fishing and gaming on the lands that they're, granting access to for, say, the Americans and the Canadians. And now they're contesting a lot of that because these frackers and just all these kind of big industries and people who don't care about the environment at all are, creating an environment where hunting and fishing is just not healthy and safe. And so the courts are upholding these things. So there's some really wonderful legislative movement on that end. This raw movement that's happening with organic foods and restaurants buying directly from farms and going farm to table local gardening initiatives and all sorts of stuff around that have been incredibly powerful. And there's some great stories around that. The health signature of the world is starting to shift. The writing's on the wall, and the sick care model has already proven to be a failure. And so there's all sorts of preventative and predictive measures that are coming up. We're working with a couple major universities. We're doing a lot of corporate wellness programs, putting health in front of disease and preventing it. And so, redirecting some of the money that goes there and the human suffering and all the problems that we see with the sick care model, we're enhancing life and helping people stay well and using, kind of those profits and those resources to keep making the world a better place instead of, just throwing a bunch of money down the drain after people get sick and, need a bypass surgery. So, I mean, in every sector that you look, there's good news. And there's great people doing wonderful things. The problem is you're not going to get that on the nightly news. You're going to get that through your radio show. You're going to get that through well.org. You're going to get that through channels that have been basically established and are dedicated to telling the stories of the good guys and not part of the misinformation cabal. So it's really important to pick and choose where you get your information and understand that the people out there that are working to get you the truth about what's really happening and inspiring aren't being sponsored by Chevron. So, we do have products and services and things that people can buy. And by, supporting companies that are doing stuff like that, you allow us to have more writing staff and more cameras to run out there and grab the stories that really matter. So part of this new economy really has to do with supporting the people that are there to support you so that there's a symbiotic relationship and that you help vote with your time, money, and energy to make the world a better place by supporting the groups and organizations that have built into their fabric a cause that includes you and these exclusionary companies that are out there for profit and are willing to poison the land and the water and your children. You vote by letting them know that you're not going to stand for that either. I'm not saying we eradicate them. I'm saying we change their ways or we reallocate our money to people that will do it the right way.
Pedram, this is brilliant. I so appreciate you. And your whole voice is so integrated. And so it's the micro, it's the macro. It's just genius all the way through. So thank you so much for sharing all this wisdom with us today. I really appreciate you being here with us.
Thanks for doing this. Thanks for your show. Thanks for being you. This is fantastic. We need more of this in the world. And so I honor you and I'm here to support you in anything that you do. This is just great stuff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Again, listeners, go to well.org and check out that Origins film and everything else is there. We'll see you right back here next week. Bye-bye.
Listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off.
Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.